Last fall, the municipality of North Perth pleaded to Perth County to reduce speed limits in Kurtsville and increase traffic calming elements. North Perth's motion to Perth County said although the heavily traveled Line 88 has a posted speed limit of 60 km per hour, vehicles frequently speed through the village at speeds over 80 km per hour. At the March 7 County Council meeting, Director of Public Works John McClelland presented a report that recommended council support the permanent installation of speed radar signs in villages and direct staff to bring back a detailed report on costs and implementation. The report from McClelland did not support an increased community safety zone in the village of Kurtsville as it has a 717-meter-long reduced speed zone of 60 km per hour, which he said is consistent with the majority of Perth County's reduced speed limits in villages and built-up areas. In 1999, a community safety zone was implemented in the reduced speed zone, the first community safety zone initiated on a county roadway, McClelland wrote. Since that time, community safety zones have been established in Broadhagen and St. Paul's, both 60 km per hour reduced speed zones. Under the Highway Traffic Act, police are able to double the fine for infractions within a community safety zone. The report stated that staff did not support changes to the current 60 km per hour speed limit in the village of Kurtsville. The speed zone is consistent with reduced speed zones and community safety zones within the county road network, McClelland told council. According to the report, one of the primary functions of the county road network is the safe and efficient movement of goods and services through the region. With the majority of county roads being arterial, through roads with 80 km per hour speed limits, the efficient movement of vehicles and higher operating speeds typically pose conflicts with reduced speed zones located in our towns, villages, and built-up areas. McClelland's report went on to explain vehicle speeds are primarily influenced by roadway geometrics, driver behavior, traffic volumes, and terrain, environmental characteristics. Lowering of speed limits has little to no effect on the overall reduction of vehicle speeds, he said. The report compares the 85 percentile speeds in Kurtsville, 71 km per hour, and 350 km per hour speed zones in Harmony, 74 km per hour, Dublin, 74 km per hour, and Shakespeare, 60 km per hour. This data suggests that there is better observance and compliance with the posted speed limit in Kurtsville and Shakespeare, McClelland told council. In fact, the 85th percentile speeds in Harmony and Dublin are higher than Kurtsville, which has a higher speed limit. The report also compared the 85 percentile speeds in three community safety zones located in Kurtsville, 71 km per hour, Broadhagen, 69 km per hour, and St. Paul's, 65 km per hour. The data indicates there is better observance of the 60 km per hour speed limit in the community safety zone in St. Paul's and Broadhagen, McClelland told council. This data was collected by the utilization of speed limit radar signs, which have been used since 2020. We have approximately 25 locations that we rotate these signs through, which currently allows us to place them at any location for a period of 2 weeks per year, McClelland said. Staff find the speed radar sign program a valuable asset to our operations and it enhances our road safety. In his report, he recommended council support the permanent installation of speed limit radar signs in Perth County towns and villages and suggested another report outlining costs and installation be presented to council. Lastly, the report from McClelland recommended staff contact the OPP and request Kurtsville be part of the focused patrol program. Enforcement is a key factor in speed limits, he said. Without discussion, council passed a motion to receive the report. Kelsey Bent is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Listowel Banner. The Local Journalism Initiative is a federally funded program.